Nemesis, a nameless detective novel by Bill Pronzini, narrated by Nick Sullivan. For Mike White, with thanks once again for his essential advice on matters of police procedure and criminal law. Prologue. Difficult times, painful times. Carrie wasn't the same after what happened to her in Green Valley in the Sierra foothills. A thing like that, the unrelenting terror of it, takes a heavy physical and mental toll on everybody involved. I'd suffered through it too, as had Jake Runyon, but Jake and I were thick-skinned, case-hardened veterans of crises and near-fatal experiences. In my case, a similar abduction and lengthy confinement years ago. We were able to shed the worst of the effects in fairly short order, regain what passes for a normal state of mind in men like us. But what we'd gone through those 4 horrific days in early July was nothing compared to what Carrie had endured at the hands of the psychotic named Balfour. She'd faced her ordeal and the 10 days in the hospital that followed her rescue with the same heroic courage, resiliency, and determination with which she'd survived breast cancer. Only this time, she'd come a lot closer to dying an even more terrible death, and the psychological damage had been profound. Her physical wounds healed and left no discernible scars, but even after more than 2 months, her emotions were as raw and festering as flesh exposed beneath flayed skin. Those 4 days in July had robbed her, short term, I prayed to God, of all the qualities that made her the strong woman she'd been before.